and good day to you. Welcome to this podcast of If Walls Could Talk. I'm John Wyatt, editor of Walls and Ceilings Magazine. I'm joined again today by our friend Kyle Ray of Adams and Reese, and we're continuing our series on fraud. So today we're going to talk about the importance of having an accounts receivable team or accountant to help avoid fraud. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Hi, good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, my friend. So let's get into the first question here. So when we start thinking about what our listeners can do in order to address the fraud we've been discussing, what's one major thing that can help them?
Yeah, so you kind of honed in on it right in the beginning. It's just having this reliable AR team, AR system, or an accountant. It's just incredibly important these days. You know, I know over the course of our series, we've kind of touched on the fact that fraud can really come from anywhere. So it's important to be able to catch it before it becomes a big problem. And as you could probably imagine, that's where accounting professionals can come into play. You know, they can make sure that all the hard work that everybody's doing to institute the, you know, appropriate levels of control and oversight are effective, and that there aren't any holes really to be found there. You know, at the end of the day, the majority of the stuff that we've been talking about, the majority of the fraud that we've been talking about relates to money. And proper review and confirmation of your systems can ensure that, you know, nothing's going missing or being used in a manner that it shouldn't be. So I think just number one, just having that AR team and accounting team.
So how can an accounting team help contractors? And what are some of the major items of concern they should be focusing on?
Yeah, so to start, I think it's prudent to have someone review your billing systems. So reconciling billings and receivables, it can appear simple at first, but whoever's doing it does need to understand and have access to your incoming payments. With that access, they can sort of keep a close eye on your in-progress jobs and ensure that nothing appears to be out of order with things like substantial overbillings or underbillings and things like that. You know, basically, you want someone looking out for oddities, things that just don't make sense, things that are strange. But it goes beyond just kind of confirming that certain numbers match what's on a piece of paper, right? You know, your accounting team needs to be reviewing your pay apps for any abnormalities in line items, quantities, things like that. So to that end, you know, it's always a good idea to kind of get, you know, competitive bids on supplies and subcontracts, make sure, obviously not every single one, but have a designated amount to say, hey, if anything's over this amount, you know, these are the ones that we want to make sure that we're really honing in on and keying in on, and have someone other than your project manager actually go through those supplier and subcontractor bills as well. And if this can be somebody with an accounting background, you know, somebody part of this AR team that we're talking about, it really can do wonders for your fraud prevention. But look, it does have to be a team effort. I'm not saying completely just kick your PM out of there. Your more boots on the ground personnel, they've got to be comparing things like the number of supplies purchased as compared to the initial bid documents, reconciling purchase orders with deliveries, invoices on the job site. And again, if something seems off, you know, I think people might be inclined to kind of go right to the source, right? So the owner, perhaps a subcontractor that you've contracted with, that you had kind of deemed to be creating this issue. But it might be more prudent to report that issue that you discover to your accounting team first, so they can kind of run the issue to ground, you know, from the dollars and cents perspective to make sure that nothing's fishy going on. Because obviously, if you report it to the source, you know, like any crime, you know, they could turn around and they could start trying to cover their tracks, and you're really giving them a chance to do that. As an attorney, though, obviously, you know, you have to be wary of your contract terms, right? Make sure if there's, you know, some kind of term in a contract that you have that says you have X amount of days or hours to report certain, you know, deficiencies in pay apps and things of that nature. You want to make sure you're sticking to it. But generally, you're still going to have time to touch base with your AR team, say, hey, we found this issue. Can you take a look at this really quick? Can you look into it? And then once they do, that's when you go to the source and let them know of the issue to make sure that you're kind of abiding by the contract language. You know, another thing that your AR and accounting team should be on the lookout for, I would say some of the major things we see are duplicate payroll payments, or just even fictitious workers that are on the payroll. These are kind of telltale signs that something may be going on. Obviously, duplicate entries in the payroll, it could be a mistake. But a lot of times it's not. And that can be a good indicator that you've got some kind of problem specific to internal fraud, right? That's usually an indicator that something's going on the inside. And it should be something that triggers kind of a further investigation. Finally, I think we should be establishing kind of independent assessments of our contract costs and bid projections, again, by somebody not affiliated with the project. So what that means, I guess, is we should be cross-checking most of these contracts with another person. And again, this can be someone in that accounting team that we're talking about. They can keep an eye on item spreads within the prime and subcontract. They can make sure or see, you know, whether they differ significantly from some of the other competitive offers and bids. You know, in that vein, they're kind of looking to see, hey, is something just quite frankly too good to be true? Because if it is too good to be true, that could be, again, you know, a telltale sign of fraud. But that, again, I know I mentioned this before, it goes not only for the initial contract documents, but also change orders. You know, we should, again, not be treating change orders any different than what they are, which is a complete modification to the contract documents that can really change everything about your job. And so not only can it change scope, but it can also change the financials. And so I'm sure you can imagine that is just an area that's so ripe for fraud. You know, fraudulent change orders are a problem that we see all the time. And, you know, make sure you're on top of that. Make sure you're reviewing the change orders. You understand what it is that's being changed by virtue of that documentation, because that can just really create a scary, scary situation.
Indeed. And finally, what should our listeners think about when they're hiring an accountant or AR team?
Sure. You know, because, you know, we're talking walls and ceilings, you know, make sure that whether it's your someone externally or someone internally, make sure they understand how the construction industry works, right? They should understand the ins and outs of things like construction financials, retainage, lien releases, contractor affidavits, you know, all that kind of good stuff that you encounter on a daily basis on a project. And beyond that, not just construction, but make sure they understand your industry specifically. You know, for these people to, you know, best be able to help you out, they need to understand what you're doing. And that's kind of understanding things like, what is the purpose of certain materials? How are they incorporated into a project? What exactly are we doing? What is the project? What does this entail? And if they understand these things, they're going to be able to actually pick out activity that doesn't make any sense on your financial documents. And it may be something that otherwise might not be caught if somebody's just looking at numbers. So, you know, just like if you're hiring an insurance professional, you want somebody that's, you know, well-versed in construction. I would posit to you, it's the same thing with an accounting team or with an accountant. So again, that's whether you're hiring somebody, you're asking them to kind of do this internally for you, or if it's a third party accounting firm that you're hiring to do this. Either way, you know, talk to them, have a conversation, make sure they understand these things. And you know what, if it's a longstanding relationship that you have, you can actually entertain them. You can discuss, you know, what it is that you do on a daily basis, educate them, get them on board with the things that you do, and help them understand what you go through on any given project. And then if you're sending them financials on a specific project and it's kind of a novel one or something unusual, tell them about it, talk to them about it, and that'll give them a better opportunity and chance to help you to the best of their ability, right? These are educated folk, and you want to, you know, take advantage of that.
Well said, and we're so lucky to have this advice from our friend Kyle Ray at Adamson Reese. He's located down in Florida. This is John Wyatt, and this is our latest podcast, If Walls Could Talk, on our series on fraud. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, take care.
Thanks, John.